said, I'm supposed to thank Albert for asking me, but I don't think I will actually. I just want to start the testimony by reading two verses out of Luke, chapter 8. It's verses 38 and 39. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him, that was Jesus, that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thine own house and show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And that's what I would like to do tonight, is testify to the great things the Lord has done for me. I want to tell you that I have a wonderful salvation, saved by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, and have been kept and will be kept by the power of God, and I have the great hope of eternal life in heaven. I was born in Coleraine on the 13th of July 1960, the youngest of three, an older brother and older sister. My dad was on the police, so we moved around quite a bit in early childhood, living in Coleraine, Vera, Garva, Ballymena and Limavady. I was brought up attending the Presbyterian Church, and although not saved themselves, my parents gave us the opportunity to attend Sunday school and church. In my teens, I attended a youth fellowship attached to New Road Presbyterian Church here in Coleraine. The leader of that meeting did talk about being a Christian, but the real meaning of being born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus was not mentioned. Young people went there on a Sunday night, but that was after doing whatever they liked on a Friday and a Saturday night. As I later learned, getting saved means that old things pass away and all things become new. It is just not about turning over a new leaf, but it means about getting a new life, which we cannot do in ourselves. For the Bible says, by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. It involves real possession of the Lord Jesus as your Saviour and not just a mere profession. And I think this was reinforced this week. David brought us home a CD. It was a testimony of a young man from Drumchapel in Glasgow. He was saved while in prison for committing a murder, and he was in prison for 11 years. He was saved just 5 months into his sentence, and when his interviewer asked him how did he manage to keep his faith and to grow in prison, his reply was, and this is somebody from the back streets of Glasgow, this is not religion, this is real life changing stuff. He was really born again, and the Lord's power was sufficient to keep him no matter where he was. My brother Ken and I would always have been very close, and being 4 years older than I, he had a great influence in my life. During his time at Queen's University, he started to attend the Martyrs Memorial in Belfast, and when he would come home at weekends, he would take me with him to Coleraine Free Church at Hanover Place. And this is probably one of the few things I can actually thank Ken for leading me into. There are many other things that he knows I'm maybe just not so thankful for. But I want to publicly thank him tonight for having that influence. I really enjoyed the meetings, and it was through the preaching of the Reverend McVeigh that I came to an understanding of the true way of salvation. I read the Bible myself, and I was saved at home in 1978 by the Lord convicting me of my sin and showing me how I could be forgiven of that sin through the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross and the shedding of his precious blood. The Bible says in Colossians 1:14, In whom, that's Christ, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. There's no other way to be saved but through the blood of the Lord Jesus shed on Calvary, which can cleanse from all sin. I praise God for sovereign grace that he chose and he saved me. My testimony is that salvation is of the Lord completely. Nothing to do with our upbringing, nor dependent on our church affiliation, and I thank the Lord for that. In 1979, as a family, we moved to Ballymena, although I remained at Coleraine to go to university. I didn't have very much Christian company, but through a holiday job in Ballymena, I met a great Christian girl, Sally Blaney, who attended Ballymena Free, and her and her husband, Mervyn, were a great help to me, and they used to call and take me to the prayer meeting. And this is very important to be an encouragement to others, especially those people who just get saved. It is also thanks to Sally and Mervyn that I met and later married Colin. When we got married in 1984, Colin was stationed in Portrush, and so we made our home there and joined the church here in Coleraine. And it is within this church for the last 23 years we have enjoyed making friends and serving the Lord. The Lord has given us four boys to bring up for His glory, and I'm so thankful that as a Christian I can commit them each day to the Lord's care and keeping, as I can't always be with them. I think this is one of the greatest privileges of being a child of God. We can cast all our cares upon the Lord, for He careth for us. Through all the difficult times, even when we find it hard to trust, the Lord never leaves us nor forsakes us. It is also a great privilege to have the Word of God, the Bible, as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And I'm sure everyone that's saved here tonight knows how precious the Word of God is to them. And I would just like to share one very special promise God gave me, and it was in August 1990. It's found in Psalm 147, verse 13, where the Word of God says, He has blessed thy children within thee. I didn't really realise the significance of the word children. I just thought, that's great, we're going to have another baby. Until I had a scan later on in September, when I was told I was expecting twins. The Lord indeed knows all about us and knows us even from our mother's womb. I would like to conclude my testimony with a precious verse found in Psalm 84, verse 11. And it says there, The Lord God is a sun and a shield. Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord is a sun to light our pathway through our life. He's a shield to protect us in dangerous times, and that's marvellous. He gives us grace for our daily walk, and we have the promise of glory in the life after death. And what more could anybody desire in life and in death? And what a promise in the last part of the verse. No good thing will He withhold from those that walk uprightly. I trust that if anyone here tonight is not saved, that they will come and put their trust in the finished work of Calvary, have their sins washed in Jesus' precious blood, know God's abiding peace in their lives, and be assured of a home in heaven. I would particularly plead with our young people to come to Jesus while you're young. Be sure you have the real possession of Christ in your lives, not just a profession. Don't let the devil have your best and your fittest years. Give these to God's service and be a willing helper in the work of the Lord. Amen.